from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a great moment that was last night. And that was after we found out that the Falcons traded for Matthew Judon.
Yeah, man.
Some days you come in and it's like, all right, what are we going to talk about in the first segment?
Right.
Other days you come in and Michael Harris hits a grand slam in the first inning after not playing for 2 months, and the Falcons traded for the best pass rusher they've had on their team since
John Abraham. Right.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw it, I was like, okay, it is an excellent move. Matthew Judon is a hell of a football player. He's one of my favorite players because he plays with so much violence. He's a violent football player. Look at his hands and everything that he plays with. Like, we look at it, it says pass rusher. He does that, but he does everything. I mean, this dude is a violent football player. I thought about this morning who I thought he reminded me of. He reminds me so much of Tamba Ali. Mm. He might be better pass rusher than Tamba, but I'm talking about overall physicality in a game. He plays with it. And so I thought it was a great move by the Falcons, giving up a third-round pick. And, you know, they found some money, Andy. Remember, oh, they got no money.
Well, they did it how we knew they would.
Yes. There was a reason to do that.
Yeah.
And so now you're in a situation where if they – and I give Terry and his staff kudos and everything like that, but if they get him to play for 6'5 this year, oh, that's a steal. If you get him to play for that this year. And so I don't know what's going on with that as far as – because that's the reason he wasn't playing New England.
Yeah.
Because he wanted a new deal.
Yep.
Now, I don't know, and I saw where where Rob was talking about in L.A. is kind of similar when they went and got Von Miller and everything like that. I think they got Von at the trade deadline. I don't know if Von started the season in L.A. But that's if they get him to play for that, hell yeah. Now, I'm not saying you don't give him a big deal, but I don't see this as a move where you give him a 5-year deal.
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
Not at 32 years
not
old.
Not 32 years
coming
old.
Coming off of an injury last year.
But.
But I also do wonder because, you know, you look at what the Jets are dealing with Hassan Reddick. They traded for him because he wanted out of Philly because Philly wasn't getting him that contract.
Right.
And now he's not there because they're not going to give him that contract either. I would hope that whatever that conversation was that needed to happen about, all right, like maybe you're just unhappy there for various reasons. That team's going to be bad anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe you come here and immediately become the best player on our defense if healthy. And if you play great, then you earn that contract.
Yeah.
Or if he's like, no, if I'm going there, I want, you know.
Yeah, so
Deal's the same.
So, I mean, anything is possible. We don't know as far as what was talked about, him coming here with the contract situation, everything like that. So
I would just assume.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, the Jets are the Jets, and they do Jet stuff.
Right.
I would assume Terry Fontenot isn't making a trade for a guy without knowledge he's going to go on the field.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? He's not going to get to Atlanta and be like, all right, well, we're not doing this until we get something on paper.
But
wait a minute. We didn't talk about that.
And if I'm in the players, you know, Matt Judon's situation, I'm not playing on that. But I'm not saying that he won't. I'm just talking about me in general. I'm not playing on this deal. And so, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it as the day and the next days go on when he gets in and takes his physical. And there could be something in the works right now. We don't know all that. All I know is that they got a hell of a football player who is going to make this defense that much better, make this team that much better, because he is a game wrecker. And you know, I hate that damn stat, win rate, pass rush, whatever the crap that stat is or whatever. He's one of the best. I don't need no damn some dork stat to tell me that.
You know what stat I like?
This dude gets
sacks.
After it. This dude gets after it.
15.5 sacks in 2022.
Yes, exactly.
12.5 sacks in 2021.
And he was on pace this last year. He had 4-4 games.
Right, before he got hurt. He was hurt last year.
Yeah.
It is what it is. He's also 32 years old.
Okay.
Which, you know.
He's still prime.
He's still a prime player. He's the back end of his prime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but that, you know, he's not a young player.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. I mean, this is a guy who's a premier edge rusher. This is a guy that Falcons haven't had in a decade plus. I mean, obviously, there was the 1 year of Vic Beasley, but this is a whole different thing, and it's exactly what we've been asking for. That's why I'm so excited about it. It's like, this is exactly the thing that we've gone into the season every year, the last 6 years, and said, well, where is this going to come from?
Right.
And it hasn't come from anywhere, because they didn't have one of these guys. They tried to do this thing by committee, and that's why, you know, you go back to the draft and the reaction of taking a quarterback in the first round is not a win now move. Well, the thing is, they didn't play then.
Yeah.
They didn't have a game for 6 months at that point. They still had time to try to figure out some of the other things on their roster. And obviously, this is a little bit late in the game, but so what? They don't play yet. They don't play until September.
Yeah.
All you got to do is have all the right guys on the field before you play the Pittsburgh Steelers,
that's
and hopefully those
thing.
Guys are healthy. But yeah, no, I mean, this is a huge credit to Terry Fontenot for staying active on the other parts of the roster that very clearly were thin, right?
Yes.
You addressed a lot of other places that needed to be addressed. Still, we're wondering, all right, well, we're still kind of treating that pass rush the way we've been treating it.
Right.
Like, we'll figure it out. Now, this isn't that we'll figure
no,
it
listen,
out.
No, listen, we're going
this
for
is
it.
The answer.
And then they got
this is the answer
have,
to that question.
They have the money to get him. And again, I don't know what the contract situation is. If he's playing on 6.5, that's even, I mean.
Great. Go get Simmons, too.
And that's the thing about it. You can go get him.
Get them both.
Yeah, you can go get them. I mean, that's a win-win. That's a win. I mean, this is a big win for the Falcons, no matter how it goes.
It really is.
It is. Whether he won't ever, I mean, just getting him is a win. Because he didn't come here. He's not coming here with I'm assuming as a player, he's assuming that either they're going to give him something else or he's going to bet on himself. Now, if I'm 32 years old, I ain't betting on my damn self.
Nah.
Let me get mine.
Yeah.
Let me get mine.
There's got to be an agreement. If it's me, but maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not.
If you want to go back and feel better about a game that you felt terrible about when it happened, go watch the highlights of the Falcons-Patriots game from 21 when Matthew Judon just destroyed everything the whole game. The Patriots beat the Falcons 25-0 that day. Mac Jones' best game ever probably as a Patriot. You'll feel better about it watching Matt Judon.
Man,
he's on your team now.
One-man wrecking crew.
Those long-sleeve red shirts, he can wear them here.
Yeah, I'm curious because the red stood out under their uniform. Is he going to break out the red here? Curious.
Oh, yeah.
Very curious.
Oh, yeah.
Very
long-sleeve reds are a non-negotiable, right?
I would think so.
Judon's bringing the long-sleve reds.
What kind of look at he get? But, yeah.
Black?
That's what I thought. But, yeah, whatever, man.
Whatever.
What would you want to damn wear?
Wear neon green like Marcelo Zuna if you're getting to the quarterback. I don't care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.